预备好，来邀请我们每一个会员都能够来参与每一年的这个盛事。
So we're supposed to have our member meetings today, but due to some reasons, we have to postpone it till next week. So please forgive us for the inconvenience, but also prepare yourself and remind each other that make sure you come next week.
那在下周的会员大会当中呢，我们有很多重要的议题，其中将有新的理事同工改选。
So during next week's meeting, there are many topics needs to be discussed, such as re-elect new council members.
特别在下个月开始，这些被选上的理事将会正式就任。
And the new members will begin their ministry next month.
不要误会哈，以为下礼拜我们是要选出一群优秀的理事来做事。其实呢，教会的复兴与教务的发展是需要每一位弟兄姐妹来共同参与，一起来完成的。
So, don't misunderstand thinking that it's only the council members' duty to deal with our church affairs. Everyone is responsible. We all need to participate.
那换一句话说，我们每一个人都有责任，我们每一个基督徒都是神的管家，同不同意？
In other words, we are all responsible. We are all stewards of God.
那过去一整年我们一直努力推动灵命复苏，我相信到目前应该已经没有人仍在沉睡了，大家都应该醒了，都应该起来做神的管家了。
We've been talking about spiritual revival, and I believe no one's still in his spiritual slumber.
那做神的管家，这是神在末世，在末后的世代对所有基督徒的心意。
So to be a good servant of God is God's plan for all Christians in the in this end days.
你不一定要被选为执事啊，理事，也不一定要成为教会的主要同工或团契负责人，但是神却要你我每一个人都成为他的管家。
So you don't have to be a council member or in charge of certain ministry, but God wants everybody to be his steward.
那今天你跟我，我们在这里出现，乃是因为神的怜悯与恩典，将这个教会托付给你，托付给我。
So by the grace of God, he led us to be here to take care of his church.
Yeah, 所以我们在这里呢，不是要让人来服侍的，乃是我们每一个人都应该成为好管家。
So we're here not to be served, but to serve, to be a good steward.
但问题是，我们都知道要成为好管家，而且是好管家。问题是我们没有受过训练，我们怎么样能够做神的管家，尤其是做好管家呢？
So the problem is we have not received any special trainings. How can we be a good a servant, especially a good servant?
因此我们今天要从我们刚才所读的经文，我们一起来学习，一起来共勉，如何做神的好管家。
So through studying today's scripture, and let's learn how to be a good steward of God.
首先我们要知道我们做好管家的理由是什么。
So the first we need to know the reason to be a good steward.
有三个理由。第一个，圣经告诉我们说万物的结局近了。
So the first one is the end of all things is near.
万物的结局近了，表示时间紧迫，机会不多了。
So the end is near means time is short. We don't have a lot of opportunities.
因此我们要抓紧最后的机会，好好成为神的管家。
So that we need to grasp all the chances we are given.
千万我们不要觉得无所谓啊，慢慢等待，神可能会差派其他优秀的同工来做啊，反正来日方长啊，许多事情又急不得，大家轻放轻松，自然就好，不要给自己压力太大。
So do not delay waiting for God to bring more qualified personnel, thinking that there is no rush and there's no need to stress.
有时候我们觉得说，反正天塌下来，有常人挡着，尤其教会的服事总是次第不讨好。
So don't think even the sky's falling, there will be taller person to take care of it.
所以我们常说，多做多错，少做少错。然后呢，不做就没有错。
So that's why the deacons were to be blamed all the time. The more they do, the more they were blamed. The less they do, the less they were blamed.
或者我们想说，我们不去做，自然比 别人会去做。
Or sometimes we think if I don't do it, somebody else will do it.
其实这些都是错误的态度和观念。
And those are all wrong attitude.
要知道神已经提醒我们，世界末日就快到了，人类跟世界万物的结局已经近了，也就是说，审判与刑罚将要来到。
So God reminds us that the end is near.
我们知道最近在休斯顿的大水，真是很恐怖的大水。
So we know that the flooding in Houston.
不是那边的人倒霉啊，是神的怜悯。
It's not those people are, they did anything around their suffering, but it's the grace of God.
有时候神给我们，让我们能够醒，赶快醒醒悟，借着一些的环境，让我们醒悟。世界末日快到了。
But sometimes God using circumstances and things to wake us up.
若没有神的救恩，其实我们每一个人都要沉沦，都要灭亡了。
Without the saving grace of God, we're all gonna perish.
你知道今天基督徒为什么还存留在世上吗？
Do you know why there are still Christians in this world?
不是让我们享受地上的荣华富贵，因为天上的美好家乡比这里都好。
The reason of our existence is not to indulge in this earthly wealth, since our heavenly dwelling is much better.
乃是神对于那些未蒙拯救的世人的怜悯宽容，不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人都得救。
Because God's grace, he doesn't want anyone to perish, but everyone to repent.
因此就赋予我们每一位得救的人，每一位基督徒在世上仍有一个使命跟任务。
So that's our God-given duty. We have our job to do.
这是迫在眉睫、十万火急的事。
And it's urgent.
要趁着我们还有一息尚存、仍有机会的时候，要赶紧重新调整我们的心态，忠心去完成神的托付。
So as we still have time, let us readjust our attitude to faithfully accomplish what God has given us to do.
倘若我们没有这样的一个迫切感，那我们将来就会后悔了。
If we don't have the urgency, we'll regret.
这就是我们应当成为管家的理由。
That's the reason why we need to be a good steward.
那第二个是个人领受了恩赐。
The second one is each one has received gifts from God.
圣经告诉我们说，个人要照什么所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
So the Bible says each one should use whatever gift he has received.
那在地上做人的管家跟与天上做神的管家是不一样的。
So being steward of God is different from being steward of man.
那因为只要神有给你任何东西让你管理，你就是神的管家了。
So whatever God give you to manage, and then you become a servant of God.
那说所以神如果不给我们任何东西那更好，因为就没有，既然没有东西让我们管理，我们就不需要管理了。
So you may think, oh, it's better that I don't receive anything from God, so I don't have to manage it.
可惜我们没有借口逃避，因为圣经告诉我们说，因为个人要照所得的恩赐，这句话的意思是说，我们每个人都有领受神所给的恩赐。
But we have no excuse because the Bible says each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. That means we all have gift.
而且呢，甚至许多人还可能会领受到几个不同的恩赐。
And not even so, many people might have more than one gift.
那你说在哪里？我哪有看见我的恩赐在哪里？没有啊。
But you might be looking around and thinking, what's my gift?
这恩赐呢，可以借着环境的操练去发掘的。
So we can explore our gift through circumstances.
比如说你从来都没有机会参加诗班，你怎么知道你有好的歌声呢？
So if you never join the choir, and how do you know you can sing well?
可是当你参加这样的机会，借着这些机会你去操练之后，你会发现说，哦，原来你有这方面的恩赐。
But through practice, and then you will suddenly realize, oh, I am given this gift.
那什么是恩赐呢？我们可能很多人会有一些的迷惑，搞不清楚。
So what's gift? Some of us may be a little confused.
简单的说，分赐分为两种，一种是狭义，一种是广义。 的恩赐。
So basically there are two categories, the micro gift and the macro gift.
这些都是神给我们的礼物。
But they're all from God.
狭义的这个恩赐呢，是指属灵的恩赐，例如说说方言啊，行异能啊等等，它目的是为了要建造教会。
So the micro gift includes the ability to speak in tongues or perform miracles. The purpose is to build the church.
好，那广义的恩赐的定义呢，是指所有的才干能力，例如说很会唱歌啊，写了一首好字啊等等。
So the macro gifts includes all your abilities, and then like singing, or you can write really well.
这目的呢，是为了要服侍他人。
And the purpose is to serve man.
那有人以为恩赐呢最多，有人不止一个，那最多呢可能一百个，因为讲百般恩赐啊，其实不是这样子。
So many people think you can have more than one gift, but the top is 100, no more than 100 based on Chinese words.
那个百般恩赐的翻译原文不是一百种啊，乃是各式各样的意思。
But the original text. That means it's not 100 gifts, it means various kinds of gifts.
那事实上我们每一个人身上所有的一切才干能力，你想一想，有哪一样不是神给的？
But think about which gift and ability you have that does not come from God.
我这次回去台湾看看探望我的亲人，有一些很老，已经躺在床上，他们几乎都不能够动作，连脑筋都记不得啊，记不得，认不得人了。
So as during the time I'm visiting, I have some relatives are really old and then laying on the bed and can't even know who's who.
可是他年轻的时候是叱咤风云的人物，可是当他年老的时候，他完全动弹不得。如果不是神给我们任何的才干能力，我们都有可能这样子啊。
So think about when they were young, they're so powerful, and but now there's nothing they can do. Think about us, if we can be like them too.
今天神给我们恩典，让我们有能会一点点东西，这个都是神给我们的恩赐。
So whatever we can do, it's all gift from God.
那既然是神给的恩赐，那是因为神有一个特别的目的，也有特别的期待。
Since those gifts from God.And then God had plans for us.
所以在教会当中，我们常常看见许多人拥有各样的恩赐，甚至很多的恩赐，我们就很羡慕他们，巴不得自己有也有一些多一点恩赐可以尽情发挥，可以更有效率的来服侍神。
So in our church, we can see many people have many gifts and talents. Maybe you envy them and hoping that you can have those abilities to serve God.
其实我告诉你们，得恩赐少的不要去羡慕那个得恩赐多的。因为神对每个人期待都是不同的。
But let me tell you, the one who has less need not to envy those who has more, because God expects different things from different people.
所以得恩赐多的呢，也不要得意；得恩赐少的也不要难过。为什么呢？因为神的原则是，那多给谁的，他就向谁多取；多托谁的，就向谁多要。
So, if you have more gifts, don't be arrogant. If you have less, don't be sad. Because God says, from everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked.
这就是为什么耶稣在马太福音二十五章十四到三十节引用天国的比喻，他就说到说，主人按才干给这个银子，有人得五千两，有人得两千两，有人得一千两。
So that's why Jesus used the parables of the talent based on different people's different talents. And the master gave five talents to one and two to the other and one to the other.
那看起来好像不公平哦，有人得五千两，有人两千两，有人一千两。但是你仔细看这个故事，他是讲那个五千两的呢，他这个再赚五千两，跟那个两千两再赚两千两，两个都是一百分啊。
So you might think it's unfair why some people receive five talents, why someone receive only two. But if you look at the whole story, you will realize the one who received five talents and the one who received two talents, and then they receive the same praise from God.
你去对照这个圣经，对主人对这个得五千两跟得两千两的，他的回答一致都不差，两个都是满分的。
So if you compare those two servants, you can see the Lord called them all good and faithful servants. There is nothing different.
因为他们分别都赚了五千两跟赚了两千两，但是那个一千两的呢，结果是什么？他把它埋在地底下。事实上，那个一千两的，他半夜偷笑，因为他最容易完成，只要他再赚一千两，同样他也得一百分。
Yeah, think about those the one with five and two talents. They all earn five and two talents. But think about the one with one talent. He buried it under the ground without doing anything to it. But he has the simplest job among all. Only if he earn one talent, he will be having this perfect score. Also.
所以不要小看我们自己得少的恩赐，因为我们将来我们要面对主的时候，我们就不会神就不会跟我们多要。
So don't look down yourself thinking I don't have many talents, but that means in the future God won't demand more from you either.
只要我们领受神给我们的恩赐，无论多无论少，我们都要向神交账，我们都应当做神的好管家。
So it doesn't matter what gifts we receive from God, we need to be faithful because we're accountable.
最后一个是基督配得荣耀。
And then the third one is Christ deserves to be glorified.
在十一节下半节，我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read verse 11. So in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ, to Him be the glory and power forever and ever.
Amen. 好，我们最管家的最后一个理由是我们亏欠神的荣耀太多了，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Another reason to be good steward of it's we owe him too much because for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
好，那我请问各位，是不是因为当我们成为神的管家之后，神就自然得荣耀呢？
But let me ask you, does it mean that when we become a good steward and God will receive glory?
又不理我了，是还是不是？
No response.
好，请注意哈，圣经是说神在凡事上得荣耀，是因耶稣基督而得荣耀，不是因我们而得荣耀。
Pay attention here, Bible says, in all things God may receive glory through Jesus Christ, not through us.
因为圣经接着解释说，原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。
Because Bible explains it's to him be the glory and power forever and ever.
好，换一句话说，基督得荣耀是一个永远不能改变的事实。
So there's nothing can change the fact that Christ will receive glory.
无论这个世界变得多么糟糕，违背神的心意，但是神仍然可以得荣耀。
No matter how evil the world turns into, God will receive glory.
因为神得不得荣耀，并不是借着那些行恶的罪人，乃是因着耶稣基督。
Because God will be praised not through sinners.Evil man, but through Jesus Christ.
不过我们也有责任。
But of course, we have our responsibilities.
如果你读前后文，你就会明白，就会发现说，因为当我们成为好管家，我们有了彼此服侍之后，才会接下来才会说，才会叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
But if we read the text in context, and we will know that if we become a good steward, we'll serve each other. So in all things, God will be praised.
这就是为什么神要我们做他的好管家。神的管家的职责就是尊主为大，凡事高举基督，不窃取神的荣耀，这样就能够叫神在凡事上，也就是在每一件事上都可以得荣耀。
So that's God, why God wants us to be good steward, obey him, lift up the name of Jesus, not stealing the glory that belongs to God.
好，接下来第二方面我们讲到做管家的态度。
And the second one, we're going to discuss the attitudes of being a good servant.
圣经也告诉我们，首先要谨慎自守。
And then the Bible told us we need to be sober-minded.
谨慎自守不是那种小心翼翼啊，特别慎重，这样会造成下不了决定，做不了事，于是教会就无法勇往直前。
So the sober-minded does not mean like overly cautious, otherwise we hesitate and cannot move forward.
那谨慎思索是什么呢？
So what is clear-minded?
它的原文是头脑清晰，理智判断的意思。
So clear-minded also means sober-minded.
好，作为神的管家呢，神给我们一个很大的空间跟自由去做我们可以做的事。
So being a steward of God, God gives us freedom and space to do what we need to do.
好，不像在人在职场工作或是政治生涯，表面上好像他是一个总管，是一个领袖，但事实上他却受到很多的限制，所以发现原来自己只像个傀儡，做不了决定，这是很痛苦的。
So unlike people who is working in the marketplace or many politicians, seemingly they're in charge, but behind the scene they are controlled, just like a puppet. They cannot make any decisions.
但是做神的管家呢，神不但没有限制我们，反倒给我们很多的空间自由去发挥的。
But as a steward of God, God does not restrict us, but give us freedom to express ourselves.
所以正因为如此，所以我们才需要谨慎自守，要以清晰的头脑来做所有的决定。
So that's why we need to be clear-minded to make decisions.
好，圣经呢记载一个比喻，讲到不义的管家，在路加福音16:1-12。
So in the book of Luke, 16, recorded, there's a story of a shrewd manager.
那这个不义的管家被人家控告，并不是因为他腐败、他盗用、诈骗或偷窃，那他也没有做假账或吃黑钱，他被控告呢，也不是因为他做了什么不可告人的事，只不过是他以无所谓的态度。浪费主人的财物和资源。
So this manager was called a shrewd manager because it's not because he's corrupted or cheats or steals nor did indecent things, but because he is careless, wasting his master's property possession.
其实说穿了，这个不义的管家呢，就是没有谨慎自守，他没有头脑清晰，没有做出理性的判断，反而是粗心大意。挥金如土，管理无方，浪费主人的财物。
So that's why this manager is not clear-minded, but squandering and wasteful.
这个浪费主人财物呢，在原文的这个字呢，跟浪子的比喻在那个浪子的比喻那一段故事当中，他讲到那个浪子往远方去了，在那里任意放荡所以这个任意放荡这个字跟浪子浪费资财是同一个字
So if you remember the story of the lost son story, the waste word here is the same used in the waste in the other story.
同样都是没有谨慎自守，都是头脑不清楚，没有理智去判断，所以这是做一个神的好管家所必须注意的，否则我们也成为不义的管家了。
So as is all the example of unclear-minded and unself-controlled behavior. So as a steward of God, we need to take caution, otherwise we'll fall in the same category.
好，那第二个态度呢，是要警醒祷告。
So the second one is to be alert in prayer.
那警醒祷告呢，就是要节制稳健是指稳健是指心灵不要醉酒，以这样的态度来。进入祷告。
So it's we need to be vigilant and pray and be self-controlled without drunkenness of heart.
好，当我们以警醒祷告的态度成为神的管家，我们就会慎重行事。
So when we have such attitude, we will do things with caution.
我们做神的管家跟做人的管家的不同是，做神的管家只有一个目的，就是容神一人。
So it's different between being a steward of men and steward of God, because the only purpose of being a steward of God is to glorify God and to benefit man.
是叫神得荣耀，使人得造就。
So the reason is to glorify God and benefit man.
但是我们的仇敌撒旦却不断地拦阻我们达到这样的目的，因此我们才需要随时以警醒祷告的态度来分辨仇敌要破坏教会的轨迹，并且捍卫神的教会。
But our enemy, Satan, will tirelessly laying stumbling blocks in front of us. So we need to play to see through Satan's schemes to protect our church.
我们看见今天很可惜的一件事情，就是我们看见许多许多的教会，他们失败，他们沦陷，他们阵亡，并不是因为他们教会缺乏同工或这些恩赐才干。
But sadly, we can see today's many church crumble. It's not because they're lacking of human resources or nor God withhold His grace.
我们看见再小的教会啊，都有很多的同工，都有很多的恩赐。
Even the smallest church have plenty human resources and have plenty grace from God.
但是教会为什么会最后走到关门呢？是因为绝大多数因为他们不能够警醒祷告而入了迷惑，中了撒旦的诡计。
So, but why so many church close their doors? That's because they cannot pray with a clear mind and self-controlled heart, so they fall into the trap of Satan.
因此，我们做神的管家，我们必须要经常保持有警醒祷告的态度。
So that's why, as a steward of God, we need to be always in prayers with a clear mind.
那最后一个是不发怨言。
So the third one is no grumbling.
埋怨是一种心理不满意的态度所反映出来的行为。
So grumble is action out of dissatisfaction.
Yeah, 埋怨也通常是因为在服事中喜爱与人比较的结果。
And it's often caused by our competitive nature.
Yeah, 就如同当年因为服事主而忙得焦头烂额的马大。他向耶稣埋怨妹妹玛利亚都不来帮忙，那就是因为忙碌的侍奉有了比较而烦躁，就容易发怨言了。
So if you remember the story of Martha and Mary, it's like Martha complained to Jesus that her sister Mary won't help her with house chores, since she compared her business with her sister who was listening to Jesus' teaching. Complaint follows.
那初代教会成立后的第一个埋怨事件，也就是说希腊化的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为他们的寡妇在分配食物上被忽略了。
So the first complaint the early churches received was the Grecian Jews complained to the Hebraic Jews that their widows were being overlooked during daily food distribution.
北美的华人教会有一点点类似。
It has similarities to our North American Chinese churches.
因为在北美华人教会当中，有一些说英文的少数族群，常常觉得被主流忽略了。
So in the Chinese-speaking churches, there are some English speakers. They are thinking their minorities felt being overlooked.
但你仔细看看，当你研究这初代教会尚未建立之前。他们从来没有过照顾孤儿寡妇 这类的服事，那时候都没有人埋怨呢。
But think about it, before the church were established, there were no ministries to take care of orphans and widows, and there's no such complaint either.
但后来教会服事多起来了，饮食分配不均的现象难免会发生，这也是因为服事多了，有了比较，就发怨言了。
But later on, when churches were established, ministries were set up, and their complaints followed.
我们做神的管家，服事多，若我们与人比较，同样的，我们内心也会生出一些不满的态度，于是怨言也会不由自主的从我们的口中出来了。
So the same as we are involved in many ministries and compare with others, and dissatisfaction appears, and so is the complaint.
那如何要操练我们自己不发怨言呢？
So how not to grumble?
好，除了要学会不去跟人家比较之外呢，还有一个更重要的就是我们要改变我们内心的态度。
So other than not to compare with other people, we also need to change our attitude.
因为当你作为神的管家，你觉得这是一种荣誉，并且珍惜这难得的机会。你的表现态度一定非常殷勤，非常喜乐，而且能够享受其中。
So if you feel honored being a steward of God, cherish the opportunity, your attitude will be attentive and joyful.
当你的心中享受在服事当中的喜乐，你就不容易表现出负面的情绪了。
And when that happens, negative attitude will disappear.
所以我说我们的态度非常的重要。我们常常也讲，态度决定了你的高度。
So that's why the attitude is very important.
那最后一个，我们做神管家的任务，我们要做什么呢？
So what's the next one, our task?
做神的管家，我们很多的事情，教会事工，我们就马上就想到，哇，太多的事工要做。
So you might, you know, there, all the ministries maybe fill up your mind immediately.
那有人说，好，管家呢，就是到处去管别人的家，叫管家，别人的私事，教会中的大大小小的事，这个也管，那也管，这不是管家的任务。
So being a good steward, it's not to manage other people's affairs.
神的管家其实只有三个很简单的任务。
And we have three simple tasks.
第一个是要切实相爱，第八节。
And then the first one is love one another deeply.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read together.
行。
Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
这里讲到说最要紧的是，也就是最重要的任务，那就是彼此切实相爱。
Here's above all means the most important is to love each other deeply.
为什么呢？因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Because it covers over a multitude of sins.
你说爱呢不能洗罪，不能除罪，只有耶稣的宝血才行。但是爱却能够遮掩许多的罪。
So we know that love does not take away sins.Only the blood of Jesus cleanses from our sin, but love covers many sins.
那当我们的罪呢不再被显明看见，仇敌就不能控告我们了。
So when our sins are covered unseen, our enemies are unable to accuse us.
但请不要误会，以为爱遮掩罪乃是对人睁一只眼闭一只眼的方式来纵容教会中犯罪，不是这样的意思。
But don't misunderstand me. Love covers sins does not mean that we close our eyes, leave sin undealt with.
今天我们看见许多教会的问题都是人彼此看不顺眼，爱挑别人的毛病，容易察觉对方的问题或是罪，喜欢去揭发别人的丑闻，爆料别人的罪行而乐此不疲。
So we can see there are many problems in our today's churches, and people love to point fingers, expose other people's problems, take pleasure showing other people's sins.
尤其是喜欢以更高的标准去指责传道人的错或教会领袖的错，还以为这是替天行道，其实这是中了仇敌的诡计了。
Especially those setting higher standards for pastors and leaders, thinking that they're by doing so, they're doing God's a favor. On the contrary, we fall in the trap of Satan.
不错，我们同意教会领袖或是传道人要用更高的标准来衡量自己。
Of course, we should have set up higher standards for leaders and pastors.
但事实上呢，每一个人都有罪，除了神，我们都不能够赦罪，都不能够除罪。
But the fact is, everyone sins. Only God forgives sin.
但是我们可以用爱来遮掩罪，而且是许多的罪。
But we can cover sins with love.
那是什么意思呢？爱如何能够遮掩罪呢？
How love can cover multitudes of sins?
在箴言十章十二节这样告诉我们。
Proverbs 10:12 said.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
Hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers over all wrongs.
过犯，好，这爱心呢，能使我们不愿故意将弟兄的过失或罪恶宣扬在人的面前，而愿意为他们遮掩且保护他们，而不致引起更多的纷争和伤害，免得主的名受到羞辱。
So love.Forbid us to expose our brother and sister's mistake in front of people, but to cover it, to protect them so that no harm will come to them and the name of Jesus will not be put to shame.
我这次回去台湾的时候，我回到我的母会的教会，在那边崇拜，许多我的长辈，那时候是教我儿童主日学的这些长辈。
So as I'm visiting Taiwan, I went back to my hometown church, and I met many people who are my Sunday school teachers.
那我就他们就想起我小时候多么调皮多么捣蛋、哦、那一幕、啊、
And they constantly remind me about how naughty I was.
那我回去的时候我没有通知他们、哦、突然间我出现的时候哇那些长辈我都不认得了他老远就把我认出来
So I didn't announce my appearance in the churches. So I just show up one day and I couldn't recognize most of the people, but they recognized me immediately.
那我就很感谢他们，因为他们从小宽容我，包容我，鼓励我，他们今天以我为荣，居然可以成为一个牧师。
So I'm really thankful that when I was little, they helped me, they cover my mistakes, and they teach me, they train me, and now they take pride that I become a pastor myself.
那假如他们就天天控告我啊，这小时候多坏，闹得我们都没办法上课，这小孩子都这个将来没有用的哈，天天这样子，那就没有今天的我。
So think back if they pointed fingers at me saying you're so naughty, you're disturbing the class and you're a bad boy, and I think I would not be the same as I am today.
同样，爱能遮掩许多的罪。在我们教会也是如此。当我们看见许多我们不愿意看见的事，可是我们有一个更大的一个图案，是神将来要使用他们，我们需要保护他们。
So it's the same thing in our church. There are so many things that we do not like, but we need to cover it because we know that in the future, God will use those opportunities.
所以爱心不但能够积极的，不但而且还能够积极的使我们去挽回弟兄的错误。使他从迷路上回转，而不至于犯更多的罪。
So love not only covers sins, but it will also protect, so we can bring back those who are lost.
因为有爱，过去我曾经被人挽回，以至于今天我才能够挽回你。那明天就换你去挽回他，这叫做彼此切实相爱。
So because of love, I was brought back by someone.And today I can bring you back, and tomorrow you will bring back someone else. That's called love each other.
你知道教会最美的一面是什么？
What's the beauty of church?
不是教会盖得非常的漂亮、富丽堂皇、欸、
It's not the beautiful building.
乃是教会充满爱。
But it's the church that's full of love.
所以我们常说，有爱的地方就是天堂啊。
So that's why we say heaven is where love is.
第二。要互相款待。
Second one is offer hospitality.
所以第九节讲说，你们要互相款待。
So that's why verses 9 said, offer hospitality to one another.
这是做神好管家的第二个任务，互相款待。那什么是款待呢？
So that's our second task. But what is being hospitable?
好，款待就是好客，乐意接待人的。
So it's being welcoming and then willing to attend others.
那款待呢，是一件互相的事情。我们不能只盼望别人来款待我们，而自己却不去款待别人。
So hospitality is something we do to each other. You cannot expect others to show hospitality to you, and then you have nothing in return.
因此，我们要操练互相能够款待，这就是作为神。管家的任务。
So exercise being hospitable is our task.
那互相管待跟我们社会世俗上那种礼尚往来，今天你请我吃饭，明天我回请吃饭，那样又不一样。
So it's not the same as what we do at the marketplace. You invite me for a meal today, and I'll invite you back tomorrow.
这里告诉我们说，我们当我们款待别人的时候，我们往往会带来诸多的不便跟。
So sometimes being hospitable is not without price.
例如，当你开放家庭，原本清洁干净的客厅就被人弄得乱七八糟，啊，干净的地毯可能被小孩打翻果汁，这时候你难免心中不悦，所以我们必须借着祷告求神帮助来平息心中的怒气。千万不要发泄在人的面前，包括埋怨家人，造成夫妻吵架等等，否则就前功尽弃，所有的服事都功亏一篑了。
So as we open our doors for, to others, and we think about all the mess they could be making in the living room, and then think about the juice spilling on the carpet. Of course, after all this, we're distressed, and then sometimes we feel dissatisfied. But we need to pray so that God will bring us peace. So don't lash it out in front of people, in front of the family. Otherwise, our service is in vain.
当然，宽待也不不完全等于是开放家庭，它也包括开放我们的心去接纳人。
So, being hospitable is not only open your doors to other people, but also open your hearts to other people.
有的人仅乐意接待陌生客旅，但对外人特别友善，却对身边相熟的人相当冷漠，不肯开敞开心胸，不愿把对方接待这自己的心房，也有这样的人。
So, there are some people who can easily accept strangers, but to their well-known friends or relatives, they become aloof, unwilling to accept them, unwilling to open their hearts to them.
所以互相款待不是说一个外在的一个现象，好像强颜欢笑或者打肿脸充胖子，哦，来招待来招待去，不是的，那是一从心开始，从心里面开始。
So acceptance is not outwardly behavior, but it starts from inside, from your heart.
我们周遭所接触的每一个人，从他们开始，这就是我们的任务。
And start from everyone we come in contact with.
所以接待别人、款待别人，不仅是帮助他人、给人方便，其实他还能够帮助自己，给自己带来属天的祝福。
So being hospitable does not only benefit others, it also benefits ourselves.
因为在希伯来书十三章第二节说，因为用爱心接待客旅的，无意中就接待了天使。
So in a book of Hebrews, and it says, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it.
他就得到接待天使的赏赐了。
And then he received their reward.
又好比圣经也告诉我们说，那坐在最小的弟兄身上，就坐在主的身上。所以，当我们这样接待的时候，不知不觉的，我们就是坐在主的身上了。
So as also the Bible told us, we do things for the least of the brothers, we do it for the Lord.
所以，我们借着款待互相款待的时候，我们也得到额外的祝福。
Through our hospitality, we actually receive blessings also.
最后一个是要彼此服侍。
And the last one is to serve one another.
所以圣经告诉我们是个人要照所的恩赐彼此服侍。
So each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others.
神的管家最后一项的任务就是彼此服侍。那彼此是双向的。
So here we say, serve others. It's actually each other. It's both ways.
倘若你有感受到被人服侍，那你也要有实际的行动，让别人也感受到你也在服侍人。
So if you receive service from others, and you also need to serve others.
Yeah, 这是彼此服侍的道理。
That is called serve each other.
我服侍的内容有哪些呢？
So,What are those service?
接下来圣经接下来讲刻意举两个例子，他把讲到的跟服侍人的他放在一起讲。
So in the next verses, the Bible gave us two examples of service. It puts preaching and serving together.
我们一般的观念是，哦，讲到的这是很神圣的，这是比较高的服侍。那其他的做这个厨房的，这是比较低的这个服侍。
So in our mindset, sometimes we think, oh, preaching and teaching, they're in a higher level of service. And then the serving, the cleaning, the kitchen, it's at the lower level.
在当时的使徒其实并没有这样的观念。
But it's not the same at the time of the early churches.
你知道在使徒时代最优秀的，他们选出最优秀的七个执事，他们就在管理饭食啊。
So do you remember they elect seven men to be in charge, then in charge of what? To in charge of food distribution.
我们常以为讲道的人与那些服侍人的人会有上下高低的分别。
So sometimes we think preaching and serving are different.
Yeah, 但相反的，我们看见其实他们都是同样领受神的恩赐， 都是在做神的管家，在彼此服侍。
But we can see that they both receive their gift from God and serve God the same.
所以我们要知道说，服侍并没有什么高低上下之分，所有的服侍都是一样重要的。
So in our ministry, there is no higher than the other. All ministries are equally important.
然而我们相信，不管我们从事什么样的服侍，每一个服侍都有可能面对我们服侍不下去的光景。
So, however, I believe it doesn't matter who and what kind of ministry you're in. Sometimes we feel that we cannot carry on anymore.
呀，我不晓得有没有人这样的经验。哎呀，我实在服侍不下去了。
And then, do we have such experience?
没有，只有我哈。那是因为人的力量有限。
It's because our ability is limited.
我们每个人都会遇到困难，都会灰心，甚至想要放弃。
So we can all run into difficult circumstances and we want to give up.
作为牧师也是一样的。
As pastor, I felt the same sometimes too.
我发现有很多的传道人，他们为主一生奉献啊，努力很多，但是也有一些半途而废了，做不下去了。
So I do see there are many pastors are serving the Lord faithfully all their lives, but I also see some give up and could not carry on.
你以为有人天生就喜欢服侍吗？
Do you think it comes naturally for people to serve?
Yeah, 我们服侍都会服侍到失望、难过，到服侍不下去的地步。
And we all have experienced disappointment, sadness, and can't carry on.
但是圣经告诉我们说，不是我们凭着自己在服侍，乃是按着神的所赐的力量在服侍。
So, but the Bible told us we do not serve depends on our own abilities, but through the gift of God that is given to us.
所以，当你服侍不下去的时候，当你面对挫折的时候，这时候。这说明你仍然靠自己的力量在服侍。
So when you feel weak and want to give up, it means you rely on your own strength.
那怎么办呢？那秘诀就是你要从神那里去寻求力量。
So the secret is go before God and ask Him for the strength.
因为是神赐下力量，按着神所赐的力量在那里服侍，不是靠自己在服侍。
And then you receive His power, His strength, not based on your own.
Yeah, 所以神让我们看见，原来服侍是按着神所赐的力量去服侍，才能够事半功倍，才能够持之以恒。
So that's why based on God's strength, and you can do half and achieve double.
若是凭着我们一时的血气和短暂的热心去服侍，那个不能够持久。
But it's only based on our sudden spur of passion, and that we cannot carry on long.
Yeah, 有时候我们服侍也是得，因为有别人的称赞、有掌声啊、有鼓励、有感谢，我们就来服侍。这也不能够成为我们服侍的动力。
And also sometimes there is encouragement, comfort, applause from men, but that cannot be our foundation of our service to God.
反而我们要经常来到神的面前，来向他寻求力量。
But we need to go before God and ask and seek His strength.
因为当神的力量临到你的时候，你就没有完成不了的事。
Because when His power given to you, you will become invincible, and there's nothing you cannot do.
你才能够把你的任务确实的完成。
And you can finish your job faithfully and well.
这样才能够成为一个神的好管家。
And become a good and faithful servant of God.
最后在第五节那里讲到说，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
But they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead.
好，今天我们在这里出现都不是偶然的。
So it's no coincidence that you and me are here.
我听了很多的故事，你问了很多的弟兄姐妹，你怎么会在这里？
So I have asked so many people, how come you're here?
每个人的不同的故事，但是没有一个好像说我们故意讲好的，我们约好一起来住这里。
So everybody
30年前就讲好了。
Everybody have their own stories, but none of them are saying, Oh, we have planned to be here 30 years ago.
没有一个人是你在你精心计划的结果，就是在住在这里。那是因为神他的救赎恩典临到你，并且带领你来这个地方，而神的带领总是有一个特别的目的。
So it's not our plan, but it's by the saving grace of God we're here because God gives you a purpose.
不管你是来这里退休的也好。不管你是来这里享受这种美好的天气、生活人生，不管你是来这里工作也好，我相信神有一个更重要的目的。
Doesn't matter you're retiring here or you job move you here, but God has a purpose for you.
这个目的不是让我们成为一个赚钱机器，然后运转几十年之后就报废了。
So the purpose is notto make us a money-making machine that breaks down after a few decades.
而是我们每一个人活在这世上都有一个使命跟托付。
But God gives everyone a purpose.
因为神要我们都成为好的管家，忠心去完成他要我们完成的任务。
Because he wants us to be a good servant of his and finish his plan.
这就是基督徒的人生目的啊。
That's our life goal.
做神的管家，只要完成个人在地上暂时的任务，不管你从神领受或大或小的恩赐、才干、能力，都不要与人比较。
So, to do our duty on earth, doesn't matter how many gifts you have, and don't compare.
因为每一个人都是直接向神负责，我们将来都要向神亲自跟他交账的。
Because God will hold us accountable.And we're responsible to him.
因此我们不要去管别人没有做好他的任务，而要专注在自己的身上，因为所有的人将来都一样要亲自向神交账。
So don't focus on how well others do their jobs, but focus on your task.
我们只要问我们自己，你到时候有没有把握让神称赞你是那又忠心又良善的仆人吗？
So we all need to ask ourselves if we're confident when the day comes that God will call us good and faithful servant.
盼望我们在座每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都一起努力，因为时候不多了。
And I hope we all can encourage each other and work hard because the end is near.
让我们抓紧最后的机会，在个人不同的恩赐上都能够尽心竭力，都成为神的好管家，好吗？
Let's grasp of our opportunities to use whatever gift God gives us to serve him, to be his good servant.
好，让我们一起来回应，在万物的结局近了。谨守